This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About a year and a half ago, we went down to Columbus, Mississippi for a couple of days with Jim Fallows from The Atlantic Magazine, working on the series we are doing with him and his wife Deb called American Futures. They fly around the country in their own plane. We join in every now and then, and we try to figure out what the American economy looks like slice by slice. We were in Columbus because, honestly, 10 or 15 years ago, things hadn't been so good there. Jobs had gone overseas, factories had closed, downtown was run down. And then in 2006, they landed a contract with Airbus. Joe Max Higgins, the head of the economic development team in the Golden Triangle, as it's called, had the money quote on this.
People viewed us as, you know, the guys are dipping snuff with no teeth, the girls are pregnant with no shoes, we can't read and write, and half the people burn a cross in somebody's yard on Friday or Saturday night for fun. That's how the world would view us. And all of a sudden, we were building stuff that flies.
And build they did, almost $5 billion in new investment, 6,000 jobs worth in the past decade. There's a giant steel plant there now, and at the spot where we were talking to Joe Max Higgins, a Yokohama tire factory. All right, so I'm telling you all that so I can tell you this. One of the things we're doing with this series is tracking how places are doing over time. And Jim and his wife were just down in Columbus to see how things are going now. So we got him on the phone. Hey, Jim, good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Kai.
Just back from Columbus, Mississippi. I have so many questions, not the least of which is, how are the people down there? Joe Max, the guy who showed us around, all of those folk?
Joe Max, Brenda Latham, Raj Saunak, all the people from Mississippi School of Math and Sciences.
Yeah.
It's the same cast of characters you would recognize, and they're all doing well. And they actually, the story of how the region has changed in the last year and a half is basically positive for most of them.
Talk to me then about some of the big things that you and I did when we were down there. The first one is that tire factory that we went out to see, which was, they were still breaking ground on it, Yokohama Tire Plant.
Yes, they were just barely clearing the ground for this, I think, 500-acre site, which just last month opened up. And we couldn't even get in to see it because we had a video crew from The Atlantic with us. And the machinery they have in there is, according to Yokohama, the most advanced they have any place. So they've It's about a $300 million plant. They've opened it up. They have about 200 people working there now. And they plan to expand to about 500 total employees when they go through another building project in the next year or so.
We also went to a decidedly more low-tech place. That steel plant that was owned by the Russians, which was frankly like something out of the gates of hell. It was amazing. is it it's still up and running and all of that?
It is still up and running. It's now, I think listeners will be excited to hear, it's now under purely American ownership. It was sold to a to a company based in Indiana called Steel Dynamics Incorporated. So it's no longer Severstal. It's now SDI. And something really interesting about this plant to me is that you and I both marveled at just the molten metal flying every place and the way you felt like you're going to light on fire. The company says this is the most modern mini mill of its type in the world. And in North America, it has the most modern electric arc furnaces. And they're doing a strong business, too, that they're shipping a lot of stuff to new industries in the South and to Mexico, too. So they are there. They're under American ownership and they're running a full tilt.
Okay, so now do that thing that you have done throughout this series for us, which is draw the bigger picture from what you're seeing on the ground economically. You've got the tire plant, you've got Severstal Steel or whatever it's owned by now. They're doing well. What about the rest of the place and what about, I guess the social fabric is the phrase to use.
It's a part of the country that in ways people there understand better than anyone else does has been backward, divisive, has had terrible politics and terrible violence and race relations over the decades, over the centuries, still poor, still a lot of people who are unemployed, still very high welfare dependent, still ranked number 49 or 50 in the nation by a number of measures. And I think we asked people that setting the balance question. And one of the things they said is that not just in Mississippi, but across the South, the development model they've had in this golden triangle of Mississippi of trying to bring in some big industries, of tying them very closely with a community college, this Eastern Mississippi Community College, so they can train local people who'd been laid off, who maybe never had jobs for these relatively high-wage industrial and skilled tech jobs, that's a model they're trying to replicate across the state and elsewhere. So they're being studied as a success story in a difficult circumstance. So the challenge in describing this part of the country is how to place in proper perspective the things that are getting better in a region that still has some of the most serious problems in the country.
James Fallows is the national correspondent for The Atlantic Magazine. The series that we do with him is called American Futures, with him and his wife, Deb, I ought to say. Jim, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Kai.